The college cafeteria bustled with activity as students grabbed lunch, their chatter and clinking utensils creating a cacophony of noise. I sat alone at a table, lost in thought, when I noticed my new friend Jason scanning the room. Our eyes met, and he gave me a sly smile before then disappearing into the crowd. I'd just been sitting at lunch waiting for my next class, and a few minutes later, I felt a tap on my shoulder. Turning, I found Jason standing there. He had a mischievous glint in his dark eyes. He quickly said, "Hey, want to get out of here for a bit?" he asked, nodding towards the back of the cafeteria, where a series of storage closets lined the wall. I raised an eyebrow, kind of intrigued by his suggestion. I inquired, "What did you have in mind?" My voice came out a bit softer than intended, which betrayed my curiosity. Jason chuckled, low and seductive. I thought that his behavior was a bit odd, especially since the last time I saw him. I had only met Jason really about 1 week before this at the first day of calculus class, but we'd spent some hours getting to know each other a bit in class. Jason said, "Let's just say I think we could find a more private spot to talk." His words sent a shiver down my spine, but I still nodded in agreement. I kind of had a feeling of what might happen. We weaved our way through the tables, drawing curious glances from other students. As we reached the storage area, Jason pushed open the door to the largest closet, gesturing for me to enter. Inside, the space was cramped and dimly lit. The air was heavy with the scent of stale food and cleaning products. I hesitated for a moment, feeling a flicker of unease, but Jason's charismatic presence was reassuring. His warm breath tickled my ear as he whispered, "Don't worry, I promise I won't bite, unless you ask nicely." And with that, he closed the door, plunging us into darkness. As soon as the door closed, Jason's hands found my waist, gripping firmly as he pulled me in, flush against his body. I gasped, my breast pressing against his chest, the hard planes of his muscles evident even through his clothing. His lips brushed the shell of my ear, sending sparks of electricity coursing through my veins. I could feel how magnetically attracted I was to him. Through my entire body, every inch of me was begging for what he would do next. I never expected what he would say, though. He said, "Now let's put that pretty mouth of yours to good use." He growled at me, his grip on my waist tightening as he guided me to my knees. I looked up at him, my eyes widening as I realized what he intended. There was no mistaking the bulge straining against his zipper, the evidence of his arousal. I licked my lips, nervous, My heart was pounding in my chest. Jason and this. It was all such shockingly new territory for me. But the hunger in Jason's eyes sent a thrill of excitement through my body. I nodded like a good girl. My voice barely above a whisper. With a swift motion, Jason unzipped his pants, freeing his thick cock. It sprung forth, long and hard, the tip glistening with pre-cum. Without preamble, Jason grabbed a fistful of my hair, yanking my head back to expose my throat. He didn't wait for permission. Instead, he thrust it forward, burying his length deep into my esophagus. I choked on the sudden invasion, gagging as he forced his way past my tight passage. "Fuck, so tight," Jason grunted at me, his hips snapping forward in a brutal rhythm. He had a punishing pace, driving into me over and over, each thrust hitting the back of my throat. Tears quickly streamed down my face, my vision blurring from the intensity. I tried to breathe through my nose, but Jason's grip on my hair seemed to restrict some airflow. Panic started to set in. I struggled to accommodate his massive size, and my throat was really stretching to its limit. Despite the pain and discomfort, I had a strong sense of pleasure that began to build within me. Each savage thrust sent jolts of electricity through my body, my clit throbbing in time with Jason's relentless pace. I loved the way his cock was pulsing, growing harder with every stroke. And I knew when he came close to climax. Suddenly, his grip on my hair loosened, and he pulled back, allowing me to gasp for air. But the respite was brief. He slammed back into my throat with a renewed vigor, his balls then slapping against my chin. I could taste the saltiness of his pre-cum, the musky flavor of his arousal coating my tongue. "Ella, I'm gonna come," Jason warned me, his voice strained with effort. I nodded frantically, desperate to please him and really to take everything he had to give. With a guttural roar, Jason buried himself to the hilt, his cock throbbing violently in my throat as he unleashed a torrent of hot semen deep inside. I struggled a bit to swallow at first the huge load, but he held me in place, milking every drop from his member. As the last pulses of his orgasm subsided, Jason gradually withdrew, his softening cock slipping from my lips with a wet pop. I collapsed back onto the floor, gasping for air. I felt it raw and aching. Jason stood over me, his chest heaving, but a satisfied smirk on his lips. "You are such a good girl for me, Ella," he said, tucking himself back into his pants. Maybe next time we can try the supply closet. Less attention. And then he walked out the door.